Emergency traffic, of course. Here's Ricky Meese.
We're going up north. If you're headed northbound on I-15, you're going to see slowdowns from downtown turning to stop-and-go and slow-and-go speeds at Farmington. But I-15 between Farmington and Ogden, just a mess from the storm that came through. Highway 89 also affected between Farmington up to I-84. I-84 seeing delays in spots between Riverdale and Highway 89. But Jeff, it's also the surface streets, whether it's SR 193, 1900 West, the roads in Ogden, they are all slow, and a lot of this is backups around the intersections due to traffic lights that are out from the power outage. Dave Meekum?
The storm is definitely creeping into Utah County now. We've got an accident southbound on I-15 at 2100 North. They're working on cleaning this up, but for the time being, they've still got the HOV lane blocked there. That's got traffic backed all the way over the point, pushing down the north side of the point now. We also got a report that the lights in the intersection just west of I-15 and SR-92 are out, turning that into a four-way stop. That's a heavy intersection this time of day. That's going to be a real mess down there, so avoid that if you possibly can. If you're northbound on I-15 coming up through High Main Street, a little bit minor slowing at this there at this point. Mark?
So through the valley on I-15 southbound, you basically have regular rush hour delays downtown towards Sandy. That's slow and go. Northbound, though, up from Point of the Mountain, very heavy. In spots all the way up through downtown. Now, the worst of that stretch coming up from Murray, so keep that in mind. West Belt delays, 215 southbound I-80 down into West Valley. Bangor Highway and 5600 West delays. 201 westbound stretching from I-215 out towards Magna this afternoon. On the westbound side, any projects easier when you have the right tools. Get everything from hammer drills to excavators at Diamond Rentals, 12 locations, including the newest store on 12th Street in Ogden, diamondrental.com. Mark Jackson in the KSL Traffic Center.
Mark, stay with me for just
yes,
a second.
Sir.
I know you guys watch about 10,000 different video cameras
right.
of traffic intersections. Did any of them go down during this?
Well, they blew an awful lot, but I think we still have them up for now.
Okay, but there, some did go out.
Oh,
when you start
right.
hearing about transformers blowing,
oh my gosh,
you have to
yes.
figure a camera is going to go out at some point here
sure.
or there. All right, stay with it.